Hello, and welcome to Stream Globe Daily Devotional. Your host is Pastor S.D. Abraham.
Today's Stream Globe Devotional is titled, Let No Worthless Talk. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall be taking our Bible reading from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29. Let no foul or polluting language, nor evil word, nor unwholesome or worthless talk ever come out of your mouth, but only such speech as is good and beneficial to the spiritual progress of others, as is fitting to the need and the occasion, that it may be a blessing and give grace to those who hear it. I have just read from the Amplified Bible. Tena noticed that each time he and Tim discussed, he would feel dry and drained spiritually. He wondered why this was the case. He later observed that each time he was with Tim, they gossiped and said things that did not edify, yet they were Christians. Many Christians play with foul language and unwholesome speaking. They do not realize that such is not pleasing to the Lord. It grieves the Holy Spirit even. See Ephesians chapter 4 verse 29 to 30. Everything we say as Christians should be beneficial for the spiritual progress of our hearers. Now you may be wondering that how possible is that? Does this mean that every conversation we have as Christians should be an attempt to preach? It doesn't mean that every conversation we have as Christians should be an attempt to preach, but it means that every conversation we have should be for the benefit and edification of our hearers. Christians don't just talk because they love to hear the sound of their voices. Christians are people with an active agenda to advance the kingdom of God. One way we do this is by propagating righteousness and peace. Everything we do and say should have an underlining goal of drawing our hearers closer to God and to promote peace and righteousness. Christians should never be involved in spreading panic. Go into today remembering that your tongue belongs to the Lord. Ask Him to help you be faithful in the use of your tongue. Our yearly Bible reading for today shall be taken from Job chapter 27 to chapter 28. The audio comes up next.
And Job continued his discourse.
As surely as God lives, who has denied me justice, the Almighty who has made my life bitter, as long as I have life within me, the breath of God in my nostrils, my lips will not say anything wicked, and my tongue will not utter lies. I will never admit you are in the right till I die. I will not deny my integrity. I will maintain my innocence and never let go of it. My conscience will not reproach me as long as I live. May my enemies be like the wicked, my adversaries like the unjust. For what hope have the godless when they are cut off, when God takes away their life? Does God listen to their cry when distress comes upon them? Will they find delight in the Almighty? Will they call on God at all times? I will teach you about the power of God. The ways of the Almighty I will not conceal. You have all seen this yourselves. Why then this meaningless talk? Here is the fate God allots to the wicked, the heritage a ruthless man receives from the Almighty. However many his children, their fate is a sword. His offspring will never have enough to eat. The plague will bury those who survive him, and their widows will not weep for them. Though he heaps up silver like dust and clothes like piles of clay, what he lays up the righteous will wear, and the innocent will divide his silver. The house he builds is like a moth's cocoon, like a hut made by a watchman. He lies down wealthy, but will do so no more. When he opens his eyes, all is gone. Terrors overtake him like a flood. A tempest snatches him away in the night. The east wind carries him off, and he is gone. It sweeps him out of his place. It hurls itself against him without mercy as he flees headlong from its power. It claps his hands in derision and hisses them out of their place. There is a mine for silver and a place where gold is refined. Iron is taken from the earth and copper is smelted from ore. Miners put an end to the darkness. They search out the farthest recesses for ore in the blackest darkness. Far from human dwellings, they cut a shaft in places untouched by human feet. Far from other people, they dangle and sway. The earth from which food comes is transformed below as by fire. Lapis lazuli comes from its rocks, and its dust contains nuggets of gold. No bird of prey knows that hidden path. No falcon's eye has seen it. Proud beasts do not set foot on it, and no lion prowls there. The miner's hands assault the flinty rock and lay bare the roots of the mountains. They tunnel through the rock. Their eyes see all its treasures. They search the sources of the rivers and bring hidden things to light. But where can wisdom be found? Where does understanding dwell? No mortal comprehends its worth. It cannot be found in the land of the living. The deep says, "It is not in me." The sea says, "It is not with me." It cannot be bought with the finest gold, nor can its price be weighed out in silver. It cannot be bought with the gold of Ophir, with precious onyx or lapis lazuli. Neither gold nor crystal can compare with it, nor can it be had for jewels of gold. Coral and jasper are not worthy of mention. The price of wisdom is beyond rubies. The topaz of Kush cannot compare with it. Cannot be bought with pure gold. Where then does wisdom come from? Where does understanding dwell? It is hidden from the eyes of every living thing, concealed even from the birds in the sky. Destruction and death say only a rumor of it has reached our ears. God understands the way to it, and he alone knows where it dwells. For he views the ends of the earth and sees everything under the heavens. When he established the force of the wind and measured out the waters, when he made a decree for the rain and a path for the thunderstorm, then he looked at wisdom and appraised it. He confirmed it and tested it. And he said to the human race, "The fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to shun evil is understanding."
Stream Globe World Outreach has produced a 365-day printed book. And this devotional is very good for young people. It's good for teenagers, and it's good for people of all ages, really. If you want to order your copy, you can do so right now. You can place your order by calling +234-8113-416-964. Or +234-8114-467-9689. To learn more about this ministry, or to read our devotionals online, or listen to our sermons and other resources online, visit our website at www.streamglobe.org or www.devotional.ng.
Thank you for listening to today's Stream Globe Daily Devotional. We encourage you to share this audio with friends and contacts, and let's touch lives together. Stream Globe World Outreach is a non-denominational and interdenominational ministry. You can learn more about us by visiting our website at www.streamglobe.org. You can also contact us via telephone by calling +234-80-344-20524 or +234-90-555-65838.